This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This will ring just a tad hollow, I know, coming as it does from a guy who lives in the land of eternal summertime. But I miss weather, actual variations from day to day and season to season. But enough about me. Weather is a big deal. It's also a big business. The Weather Channel has more than 97 million subscribers. It is, in point of fact, one of the most widely distributed cable networks in the country. But for all of that, it's not without its problems. Claire Suddeth writes about the Weather Channel in the new edition of Bloomberg Business Week magazine. Claire, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
I'll tell you what, you probably didn't write this headline, title on the piece, but I love it, man. The forecast calls for clickbait. It's kind of awesome.
I did not write it, but it is a pretty good headline.
The Weather Channel is not just about weather, one discovers as you read this piece. It's a lot of weather-adjacent stuff, right, is the word they like to use?
Yeah, they do. They refer to anything as nature, the outdoors, climate, anything where you might be outside. That is part of what they consider weather now, and they cover it.
The inherent problem is, once I go to the Weather Channel, assuming I go to the Weather Channel at all, or more importantly, once I go to the weather.com app that I have on my phone and figure out what the weather's like outside, I'm pretty much done. That's kind of the dilemma, right?
Exactly. I mean, they have sort of the opposite problem that every other media company has, is you could have great articles, right, great radio stories, but you want people to come to them. People are already coming to weather.com and using their app, but they need to get them to stay.
They come in extraordinary numbers, too. I mean, there's a chart in here that is going to take me longer than it should to find it. But on the mobile app, 1.6 billion minutes on the app just in the month of August, and some tiny fraction of that on actually the website.
It's absolutely crazy. I mean, they have people checking it up to 40 times a day, which I'm not even sure
why.
Wow,
where do those people live?
What? I don't know. I mean, yeah. What are they doing?
Number one.
Yeah, and it's interesting because when weather forecasting first went online, people would check it sort of in the morning as they used to check the Weather Channel on TV. And now that it's on our phones and we can check it through the app all the time, we're doing it constantly. And then that means that what we're looking for out of the forecast has changed, where instead of the 3-day, 5-day outlook, which we do still use, but we're really looking for what are the next 15 minutes like,
right,
or the next few hours.
Which is a commentary on our society today, but that's a whole different interview, I suppose. Right?
Exactly.
There is no small part of what the Weather Channel does and how it monetizes itself, if you will, that has to do with big data. And I want you to tell me the raspberry story.
So this is really pretty interesting. I didn't know this until I started looking into the Weather Channel, but starting last year, they launched this thing called Weather FX, which they have advertisers who advertise on the Weather Channel just like every channel does. And they went to them and they asked them for very specific store-by-store data, sales data, and then they overlaid that with the past 30 years of weather, and they found these extremely specific sort of consumer trends that weren't just it's raining, people are buying umbrellas. It's to the point where if you live in Miami and it's January and the certain set of weather parameters happens, you're going to want to go eat raspberries. And you don't even know why. Your friends are eating raspberries. They can't explain it.
But they've got the data.
Yeah, but they've got the data.
Last thing before I let you go, and this is the kicker to the piece, and I hate to give it away, but it's awesome. You can't see the sky from the Weather Channel's offices that you went to?
No. So I think it's partially the floor that they're on in this office building, but they're on the sixth floor of this office building in New York that's very close to other ones. And as I was there, and I was there several times, I realized that I couldn't really tell what time of day it was when I was there. I didn't necessarily know if it was raining or not raining. And if I looked out the window in either direction, there would be like a brick wall or another office building.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so you can just use their app, though, inside and it's fine.
Of course you can. That's right. Claire Suddeth at Bloomberg Business Week, writing about the Weather Channel. Claire, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.